Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling in reference to a text message thing that I got about winning a iPad Pro or something like that. And I want to verify who this company is and all that kind of stuff before I let anything go through. It says that you guys have my debit card number.
If we do have your debit card number, it's because someone put it on file, but
someone put it on what? I'm sorry.
On file, but on file. But when you do purchase this, try to win. What
I don't
you
even
said?
Know what file is. What is that?
I said on file. That means that someone typed it in.
I'm sorry. On file. Yeah, I don't want that on file anywhere.
And can I have your zip code?
94518.
First and last name.
Elizabeth Norton Neto.
Spell the last name for me. I don't think we've been having an account with you. Spell it for me.
N-O-R-T-O-N.
N-O-R-T-O-N.
And then R-E-C-T-O.
R-E-C-T-O. Let me see. Okay, no, I don't see an account for you. What about your first name?
Elizabeth.
E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H.
What company are you with?
This is the third-party call center, and we work for many different companies. But just to let you know, when you do purchase that item, that what did you say that it was?
Well, I'm not purchasing anything until I find out.
Okay, what was the name of the item?
Suppose I want it. It's an iPad.
Okay, so when you do try to win that iPad, you're automatically going to get enrolled inside of a membership.
I don't want anything being paid for.
Ma'am, I'm
what
just telling you what's going
deposit?
To happen. I'm just telling
I
you.
Understand.
Okay, yes,
and
ma'am.
And I want to know what, can you tell me what debit number you have? Because you shouldn't have anything.
As I stated, I don't have an account for you.
Okay. Well, why don't we just leave it that way, that you don't have an account for me?
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.